Gran Turismo 5 for PlayStation 3 has just hit store shelves in Australia, and on the line to chat about this amazing driving simulator is Patrick Lagana from Sony Computer Entertainment Australia. G'day, Patrick.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Excellent, thanks. Now, for those who have never picked up a game in this legendary series, what's Gran Turismo all about?
Well, Gran Turismo is the real driving simulator available exclusively on PlayStation 3, and it really is a car racing game that you haven't seen before on any other PC or any other console.
What really makes it different? What sets it aside from other driving games?
What sets it aside really is the level of detail that the developers have gone into the game. These guys are more car enthusiasts than what they are game programmers, and with that they've brought a passion to the game to ensure that everything from the tracks to the way the car looks, to the way the car performs, to the way the car sounds, is authentically recreated for the PlayStation 3 user. And it's this level of detail that just blows people away.
And speaking of detail, this is the first full GT game in high definition on PlayStation 3, but it's also 3D compatible, yeah?
That's right. So with a 3D compatible TV, your experience is taken that one step further to realism by submersing you in a 3D environment on the track in a car, and it really has to be seen to be believed.
Or felt. I've heard of some people even feeling a little bit car sick so far.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the level of detail that you get, not only because of the high definition capabilities of the PS3, but also 3D graphics, does give you a little bit of a queasy feeling if you're not used to it, but you know, with time, anyone gets used to the playing the game.
Any race car will make you feel like that. Now, Gran Turismo really is all about experiencing and getting behind the wheel of real cars and driving on real world tracks. So what does GT5 have on offer there?
So with GT5, there are over 1,000 cars featured within the game, and that in itself is quite a milestone. And again, all those cars have been authentically recreated from the ground up. Along with that, there are over 70 tracks spread over 26 locations, so that it does really give users an experience that, again, you really haven't seen on any other console before. And then if those tracks don't take your fancy, or you become a little bit tired of them, and like I said, there's over 70 of them, you can go into a track creation mode that enables you to create your own driving experiences.
Okay, now this is also the first time that players have been able to damage the cars that they drive in a Gran Turismo game. How important was it to include that feature?
It was a feature that a lot of fans have been crying out for a while. Yeah. And the truth be known is that the developer, up until this point now, with the technology of PlayStation, that PlayStation 3 provided, wasn't happy with the way that damage was done on previous consoles. And now, thanks to next-gen consoles, particularly PlayStation 3, that damage control can be authentically recreated in a way that also affects the way that your car performs in the game as you're playing through. So it's not only cosmetic, the damage, it actually affects damage as well, the way your car drives.
Okay, and I understand it can be very political putting damage modelling into games, because you've almost got to get the manufacturer's permission to wreck their cars, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not too familiar with the intricacies of that, but obviously also the developer being a Japanese developer, they're also very, very respectful to the brands that are in the car, so they're also quite cautious in making sure that they don't disrespect the manufacturers as well.
Gran Turismo has always had a very solid single-player mode, and I understand that continues in GT5, but what's under the hood in terms of multiplayer? I understand it's quite a comprehensive experience.
Yeah, it's actually massive, and probably not enough time in this interview to take you through it. But the basic online offering here was this, up to 16 players on the track at the same time. But then you also have your own garage. You've got your own kind of like GT lounge where you can communicate with other fellow community members that are playing GT5. There's a whole lot in there, like I said, that gets people involved. And again, another new level thanks to the connectivity of PlayStation 3.
More features than we could mention in this interview. But something I want to ask you about also that I've only just read about is face tracking. Tell me about that in Gran Turismo 5.
So with the face tracking technology in Gran Turismo 5, it uses the PlayStation Eye camera. Now, the PlayStation Eye camera is the same camera that's used for PlayStation Move that you'll be familiar with, Andy.
Yep.
So effectively, having the camera positioned in front of the screen will actually map the direction or actually map your face and your head within the game. And by using this facial recognition with the PlayStation Eye, you can move your face to the left and to the right, which then moves also your field of vision whilst you're driving at really high speeds. So again, just another level of immersion that the developers have worked really, really hard to include in Gran Turismo 5.
That's amazing, especially if you combine it then with 3D.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it completely blows your mind. Like I said, I've been in the business for a while, and don't get too blown away with the games that we've seen. It's all great, but with Gran Turismo 5, it really has taken that leap forward with just the amount of technology and features that they've managed to pack in the game.
Awesome. Sounds like it's been worth the wait. Gran Turismo 5, it's in stores now, exclusive to PlayStation 3, and I understand there's three different versions?
Yeah, that's right. So there are three different versions available, or actually one of them you'll find very difficult to grab a hold of. That was the Signature Edition that I believe has all been sold out. So this was the premium high-end edition that contained everything from a model car to a coffee table book right through to a GT5 keyring, plus exclusive content to add more cars to your GT5 experience. That's the Signature Edition, which I believe has been sold out. But then we also have the Collector's Edition as well, and that has some goodies in there, as well as the Standard Edition that consumers can pick up.
Awesome. For more information, head to playstation.com.au. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Andy.